The Greens are calling for an urgent investigation of medical care on Manus Island as the condition of a young asylum seeker with septicemia gets worse. The 24-year-old Iranian man is in a Brisbane hospital where refugee advocates say his life support system could soon be turned off. Melinda Howells reports.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the treatment of 24-year-old Hamid Kazai is a disgrace. The Iranian asylum seeker was flown from Manus Island to Brisbane a week ago and is on life support in the Mater Hospital.
This young man cut his foot. It got infected and he wasn't given the right medical help, and it has developed into severe septicemia. After being denied a transfer, a timely transfer, this young man is now lying brain dead in a Brisbane hospital.
Refugee advocates say they've spoken to members of Mr. Kazai's family, who've been told that his life support should be withdrawn. The Mater Hospital isn't commenting. A vigil is planned outside the hospital tomorrow. Senator Hanson-Young says Mr. Kazai may become the second Manus Island detainee to die. 23-year-old Iranian man Reza Barati was killed during the February riot inside the centre.
We need an independent medical team to investigate, to go to the detention centre and to investigate the conditions there immediately. Mr. Morrison has questions that need to be answered. He can't keep shirking his responsibilities and hiding from the questions. He is the minister, it is his detention prison, and this young guy is now brain dead.
Brisbane GP Richard Kidd is a co-founder of Doctors for Refugees and an Australian Medical Association representative. He says this case shows that healthcare on the island is not up to standard.
What it says to me is that people are not resourced to be able to provide proper healthcare on Manus Island. And I believe very, very strongly that anyone that is under the care of Australia, be it residents, be it asylum seekers or refugees, if they're under our care, they should be able to get the same health services as anybody else in Australia.
Dr. Kidd says Mr. Kazai's infection should have been fairly straightforward to diagnose and he should have been transported off the island sooner.
Cellulitis sometimes can be incredibly rapid in its onset, and there are people on the mainland who die from that kind of infection and cellulitis. So we do need to keep that in mind. But it seems that there was a story here that for several days he had been complaining of pain from the infection in his foot. It sounds like, you know, there probably was time here for this person to have got appropriate care.
International Health and Medical Services provides health care at the Manus Island Detention Centre, but has declined to comment. The Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has released a statement saying the government won't provide further details, but normal processes are being followed and the man's family has been contacted. Senator Hanson-Young says that's not good enough.
The minister needs to clarify what on earth is going on. Manus Island is a dangerous place. We failed this young man. Australia failed to protect him, and the minister needs to explain.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young ending that report from Melinda Howells.